Well, come on, it still look good right there.
But I like to be with the crowd, and then I never want to be able to not be close enough to the crowd. And then I feel like sometimes the barrier for me is not there. Everybody's different, amen, amen. But in general, so we're going to turn to Leviticus, the sixth chapter. We have you complete stand up. Oftentimes, we have gotten to the place where we put on the board. God gave it to me today that we weren't there. Someone said, "Can I put it on the board?" I said, "No." They said, "Why can't you put it on the board?" And sometimes, all I'm trying to get is that sometimes if you get you too convenient, you won't start reading your Bible.
All right.
Come on, let's be real.
Amen.
Amen. You'll be depending on me. And you'll never know. You can't trust what somebody else put on the board. You better look at your own Bible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Think about this. The, when we talk about the sin of man, we talk about childbirth, and we talk about man being able to have to work in the sweat of the ground. It was just a small twist of the word of God. Right? Satan came to woman and he said, "You won't surely die." Right? So he tried to twist the word and surely die, and the word did say surely die. So you can't be so confident on what man do. You better be confident on what the word of God says. Amen? And so let's go to Leviticus, the sixth chapter. We want to read at verse. We start at verse 8. We want to go through 13. I won't be with you very long. Amen? I won't be with you very long, but I do have a word from the Lord. When you have it, please stand up. You can say amen, amen.
Amen.
Share with my brother and them a Bible. Jump in between them. Jump between. You got to stand. Jump between. Amen. And if you don't have a Bible, we got people that do have a Bible. We can share with them. Amen. Amen. And so Leviticus, the eighth chapter. Leviticus, the sixth chapter. I'm going to start at verse number 8. And it says, "And the Lord spake unto who?
Moses,
saying, Command Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering because of the burning upon the altar." Somebody say, all night.
All night.
Don't quit too early. Don't quit. Somebody say, don't quit too early.
Don't quit too early.
See, sometimes we get despair and discouraged because you might be going through some things at night, and then it might try to distract you to quit a little too early. Say all night. Sometimes all night. Sometimes you gotta give God some praise all night. Sometimes you gotta pray all night. Anybody ever had that moment where yes, hey, right now, hey, morning, you don't know if it's gonna change, but you're gonna have an all night prayer. Come on, you're all night giving God some praise. You didn't understand it. If I just keep pressing, I know that if I keep knocking at my Father's door, He's gonna answer. Somebody say all night.
All night.
And it says, Unto the morning, and the fire. Somebody say fire.
Fire.
Fire of the altar shall be burning in it. And the priest shall what?
Put on.
Somebody say put on holiness.
Put on holiness.
Put on the word of God. Amen. Amen. Somebody say put on.
Put on.
Put on his linen garment, and his linen preacher shall he put upon his flesh. And he can take up the ashes which the fire hath consumed with the burnt offering on the altar. And he shall what?
Put them.
Come on, somebody said, get prepared. See, he had his clothes on, but he also had a change of clothes. Amen. Ain't somebody glad that when you came in these doors, God had a change of clothes for you? You came in dirty. You came in with all kinds of trouble. You came in a weed addict, a drug addict. You came in as an adulterer. You came in as lustful. You came in with all your mess. And when you came to the altar, God came with some change of clothes. Somebody said, get prepared. Get prepared. God has greater for you. Don't feel where you at is not going to be the define you for where you're going. Amen. Don't let where you at define you for where you're going. If you keep going all night, God got some change of clothes for you. Change. Anybody praying for that change in the sanctuary? That everything that you need is in the house of the Lord. What you need is somebody to deliver you from the things that you could not be delivered from. God changed you. Changed me from my wicked ways and my unrighteous ways. But when I get to thinking what God has done for Pastor Andre Whaley, you look up here and you think, well, Pastor Andre Whaley was always this and always that. But you don't recognize that Andre Whaley had his own issues and problems and things he had to deal with that he didn't live a life that was so pleasant.
pleasing to God. But then God stopped by when I was in an all-night prayer. All night. I said, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need to change. Lord, I can't do it on my own. And I kept pressing. I kept pushing. And God stepped in with a change of clothes. God, I thank you. Anybody got a color? I thank you. God, I thank you. I thank you. Lord, I should be dead. Lord, I should be a prayer. You know you should have HIV, but nothing but God, but God protected you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Some of y'all spend more money than you ever had. You know you should be homeless, but God provided a way for you. Thank God for changing.
Thank Jesus.
No more surrender. And he shall put off his garments and put on the other garments. Carry forth the ashes without the camp unto the clean place. Verse 12 says, and the fire. I say the fire.
And the fire.
Upon the altar shall be burned in it, and it shall not be put
out.
And it shall not be
put out.
Anybody know it's harder to start a fire than it is to keep it going?
Amen.
My goodness. Oh, okay. I can't wait to have no backsliders in the house. My mind.
Let's be real.
Huh? Right. When you know good and well, you turned your back on God, and it was hard to get back into the house of God. And then all of a sudden, God stood up on one of your all-night moments, and he set you back on fire. Somebody said, keep the fire going.
Keep the fire going.
And it says, and the priest shall burn wood on it every morning. Amen. You only get out what you put in.
Amen.
My goodness. No wood. Fire burn out. If you don't start to put worship in your life, put prayer in your life, a little bit of faith in your life, a little bit of faithfulness in your life, what begins to happen to you, you begin to burn out.
Right.
You begin to go back to your old ways that you were first delivered from. That's why you gotta let the fire continually to burn on. Somebody say, burn on fire, burn. Burn on fire. Lord, I'm asking for you to, Lord, God, burn me up, Jesus, Lord God. Set me on fire from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Lord, I want to be on fire for you. Let these quiet and dry bones be gone. In our season of discouragement and depression and anxiety and contention and strife. But Lord, let me live for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, let me live for you. Somebody say fire, fire.
Fire, fire.
Fire, fire. Fire, fire, Jesus. And a priest shall burn on wood in the morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. God is a God of order. Then y'all can be seen. Y'all can be seen. Because I can't get through this word, and I know y'all get mad at me for having to stand a little bit too long. And I don't want your legs to be a distraction from what God is about to talk to you about. Come on, let's be real. Amen. But I can tell you, none of y'all can understand more than I have. Amen. Because I got a whole lot to stand for. I got to stand even when nobody else wants to stand. I got to stand even when I'm tired. I got to stand even when nobody else shows up. I got to be able to preach prayer at the same time. God has already ordered your step. Look, Andre, get the step up. burned there on white. The stacks of the what kind? Of the what kind? Come on now. Y'all follow me. Y'all follow me. I need a water. Here it is. Amen. Come on, I need a water. I'm gonna need a water. Y'all know we pray for Pastor Wendy. I thank God for your children, your body needs to come work out. You know your pastor needs to get on the treadmill a little bit. Because I got a long journey ahead of me. Come on, I'm a warrior. Amen. I don't recognize. See what y'all see where I'm at now. Don't recognize where I'm going. I got enough faith to believe in Aaron. I got enough faith to believe that where I'm at ain't where I'm going. Listen, I'm trying to win so many souls to the kingdom of God. Lord, let your light so shine. It's time, Lord, let this be a place where it's a light or a sick on a hill. That those in Mount Healthy, those in Fairfield, and North Hollywood, and Hollywood, let them be able to go to the house and say, what must I do to be saved? Jesus. Oh, shine in this. Come on. And it says, my goodness. It says, he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering. She come to Wohanayama. Peace offering. See why there was such a thing called peace offering.
Speak Jesus.
Well, because see somebody
speak
trespass
Lord.
On a place that they weren't supposed to go. See, sometimes when you offend your enemy, when you offend your friend, it's better to keep a friend than it is to make an enemy. And so sometimes you gotta give a peace offering. Come on now. I hear you with your mouth, but I don't see you with your action. Come on, let's be real. Sometimes we forgive people with our mouth, but then you can't see them with their actions, because every time you look at them, they roll your eyes at you. Every time they look at you, they got something to say, or they got to continue to do the thing that they're so obstinate. I give the Holy Ghost. Peace offering. I dare somebody to give your enemy $200. Yeah, it's quiet, but I'm real. I dare you to give your enemy $500 and watch God work. Watch God work. Quiet. You can't even call your enemy, let alone give your enemy money. Come on, now go cut their grass. Go paint their house. Do you ever heard the scripture says, blessing for those that what? Huh? That wrongfully do you. Come on, bless those, your enemies. You gotta be able to be able to come on and persecute you. You gotta be able to bless them.
Bless them.
Persecution gonna come in this world. People gonna talk about you, put you down. They gonna lie on you and all kinds of things. But Lord, let me bless them.
Amen.
Some of y'all wondering why you can't go higher. You ain't admitted the relationship with your dad. You ain't a minute your relationship with your mama. You ain't a minute your relationship with your brother and your sister. Now, sometimes that easy, but what about the one that sexually offended you? What about one that robbed you and talked about you and walked on you? Are you going to bless them? Peace offering. Somebody say peace.
Peace
offering. We got to go higher than here at Emmanuel Temple. And we ain't going to go no higher if you all got enemies and interests. My goodness. How can brother, you say you love God, but the one that's with you all the time, you can't love them. You can't love God. Jesus. The word of God. My goodness. Somebody say that, go, Lord. Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. We can't allow your attitude to be able to clog up and temper and to be able to put something over the fire that's here at Emmanuel Temple. If you got an enemy, get it right. My goodness. I'm preaching anyhow. I don't need a hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise. What I need is action. When you got enemies in this house, make it better. Give them a peace offering.
All right.
Love them surpass your own understanding. My goodness. Your gift is needed. You got gifts that only you can do it. And when that spot, you ain't in that spot to do the gift that God called you to do, there's a part of the army that's missing. We can't afford for that part of the army that's missing. Do you recognize the enemy is like water? Wherever he finds a place that he can come in, he gonna go in at. wheat. Come on. He's looking for a place in you, Jason. Satan on his job. He's going to always try to test you, Jason. He's going to always try to get you distracted. He's going to always try to put you down. He's going to always try to make you want to turn around and not do what God has called you to do. But you got to bind the enemy. You got to look him in his face and say, listen, enemy, I bind you in the mighty name of Jesus. Get from behind me, Satan. Look, oh, shit, I'm going like that. Jesus. Somebody say, preach. And then number 13 says, the fire shall ever be what? Burning upon the altar. Somebody say, it shall never.
It shall never.
It shall what?
Never.
Sometimes.
Never.
Occasionally.
Never.
When you get mad.
Never.
When you get frustrated.
Never.
When you're tired.
Never.
When you're old.
Never.
When you're young.
Never.
When you're weary.
Never.
Never, 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 never should it go out. Never. As long as there is breath in your body, you should be on fire for God. You should be on fire for God. You should be, somebody say, you should be on fire. A perpetual fire represents an uninterrupted offering. Let's throw that down. A perpetual means constantly going. When your fire is constantly going, it leaves no room for uninterrupted offering. Because fire is a representation that you're fulfilling what God had said in Romans. And what Romans says, it says, listen, it says, be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. When there's fire, there's sacrifice. When there's sacrifice, there's fire. When you ain't got no fire, you ain't no sacrifice. You just a vessel that come to church and look good. You just a vessel that talk good about God. But when there's no fire in you, there's no sacrifice.
All right.
Somebody say, work the word.
Work the word.
Work the word. Work the word. Speak Holy Ghost.
Speak
Holy Ghost. And that's why you got to be a perpetual thing. It got to be a thing that I'm always on fire for you, Lord. Keep me on fire, Lord God. Uninterrupted offering. We got too many times we let Satan come in the back door and interrupt our offering, our sacrifice, because you feel a certain kind of way, because things look a certain kind of way, because they're not going according to the way I feel they should go. It's quiet, but it's real. Somebody say, I heard somebody say, come on, come on, come on, Holy Ghost, come on, Holy Ghost,
come on, Holy Ghost,
come on, Holy Ghost. Somebody say, well, man, Pastor, how can you go out there and you go out there, come up from work, you adjusting your schedule in order to try to be able to feed the people? How can you always feel as though you're on fire for the Lord? But you don't recognize, I'm too afraid to come on fire. Because if I come on fire, I might not never start my fire again, Jesus. You know the Lord said, see, this is real for me. I was a backslider. I turn my back on God. Where you see me at now is not where I used to be. I was filthy. I was my goodness. Some things I did, I shouldn't even, I can't even say, because they're too disgraceful in the presence of God. Some of the things I did, I was a terrible person. And God brought me back. Hey, God brought me back. He brought me back. He put me in a place that I thought I would never get there. I looked and said, I knew God. And I had got so far away from God. It was times in my life I would look and I said, man, I'm never going to get back to a place to be holy. I'm never going to get back to a place that my life is going to be pleasing to God. Look at you. You addicted, you doing this and you doing that. And you don't even like to be able to go to church no more. And then God said, listen, there's no valley too deep. There's no river too wide. There's no
deep
too high. Whoa, Shall you feel that? That God came and got you when you couldn't keep yourself. God said, listen, Shell, I understand where you at. But where you at, I'm going to come and get you. The enemy thought he had you, but God
Thank you, Lord.
Leviticus was a direct correlation to the Levites.
Yes.
That's where you get the Levitical law. But the Levites, what they understood, that there are some things that they had to do in order to be honorable and to reverence God. See, the thing is that oftentimes we get so focused on what your clothes look like. But if your clothes don't represent the kingdom of God, then you're not reverencing God. Well, somebody said, well, it ain't enough. What's on the outside? Well, that's a lie. Because yes, it's also inside, but it's also outside because the Bible is clear. It says to dress modestly. I will preach anyhow. I'm going to say it anyhow. Because the thing is this is how I feel. I know that if we reverence God in this building with a shikamo, with the one with the seven demons, the one that come in, and he all confirmed, she all confirmed the reverence of God and the power of God to move in this place, because God will be pleased with our worship. Church ain't for people to come in and be the same. Church, why come to church if you're going to keep coming to church? And when you leave out, you're doing the same thing you used to do.
Amen.
Church is for you to be changed. Oh, my God. If you come with expectation, you come in with what you got, and you don't expect to leave with something that you didn't have.
Amen.
My goodness. More power. More love. More love. See, sometimes if people look at, well, listen, I don't smoke no more. I don't drink no more. I pay my tithes. All these things that they justify themselves when they come into the church, but then their heart, they ain't got no love. They hate more people than they ever hated when they was even in the streets. Seemed like they waited to get into the church to talk about old people. They waited to get into the church to put down old people. They waited to get into the church to criticize and to critique old people. Come on now, let's be real.
Amen.
I don't got to listen for you to say hallelujah. I know this preaching. I feel the Holy Ghost, I feel the Holy Ghost going to Pharaoh's heart. Some of y'all looking at Pharaoh, y'all think the Pharaoh is Donald Trump, but some of the Pharaohs are sitting right here in these seats.
Amen.
Say that. Some of y'all got a hard heart. You come to church every Sunday. Every two. My God. She come on Sabbath. Yeah, Jesus. Bind it in the name of Jesus. Be ye released by the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Bring the Lord Jesus. My goodness. Maybe if you fix your attitude, maybe these seats will be more filled. People, the thing is, we're getting so close that people don't even want to sit by you because they check your attitude. We can go right there. Ooh, she come on. Hey, boss, she come on. Somebody feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, give the fire started.
Get the fire started.
I want y'all to say, get the fire started. When I come on y'all, I want you to say, keep the fire going.
Keep the fire going.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that.
Come on,
the cause for prayer. Come on, let's keep our house for prayer. Let's keep our house for prayer. That's why we are good in unity. That's why we good in unity, because some people ain't on fire and some people are on fire. So you need to talk to the person that ain't on fire and tell them, hold on, get on fire. And for the person that's on fire and they weak and they getting weary, the person that don't got no fire, need to talk to the person. The wisdom fire that keep the fire going. Keep the fire going. You recognize your fire is contagious. One little spark can cause all. In fact, you'll believe it. Did anybody heard down there in Tennessee in Gatlinburg? One little fire destroyed all of Gatlinburg. Come on now. One little fire in this house will set this whole church on fire. Somebody said, keep the fire going.
Keep the fire going.
Don't let the enemy get you distracted with movies, and let the enemy get you distracted with TV shows, and don't let the enemy get you distracted with the attitude of your neighbor. Don't let the enemy get you distracted between the contention of your marriage. Don't let the enemy enemy get you distracted because this person ain't doing this and that person. Don't let the enemy get you distracted because Pastor Wayne ain't good. He's so young and he don't. I don't let. Oh my goodness. Don't let the things of this world just cause interruption in your offering. You got to be in the house of the Lord. That's why I don't believe that. We get a little bit further. All right, we're going with three different fires. All right, I'm going to let you go. My goodness. Did the preaching already, so that's confidence. First part of a fire is there's a multitude of different styles of fire. When I looked at them, there was kind of three different categories. The first is the oldest type of fire. And it's the most difficult, and it takes the longest. And that's friction. Anybody ever seen maybe on the Discovery Channel and you see a person, they maybe have some bark or some cotton, and they put that stick in between their hands? And they got to keep going long enough until the spark catch on fire. Anybody had years of turmoil and affliction. You went through problem after problem, and rather than it sending you to God, it sent you to more.
Amen.
Come on. You had so much friction into the place that you got sick and tired of going through all the mess. It may took the longest, but it sent you on fire.
Hallelujah.
You've been there. See, some of us, we have been in prison. You went the first time you got the charge, you was angry. Angry at God, angry at yourself, angry at mom. Then let's go first month and 2 months and then 10 months. Let's go down after 10 months. Let's go 24 months. Let's go 36. Y'all don't understand. Because see, the thing is that sometimes what happens is that you get so mad and it took that friction, that constant friction in your life, and now all of a sudden you on fire for God. See, so the first part of fire, we talk about the friction. The friction, it says it's the most difficult, but it's not the longest process. And what they call it was the hand drill method, or they got the flint and the steel method. And see, so we got to talking about social justice. Come on, now let's be real. Social justice was a direct result from friction. Friction amongst two people. And even today, there's still some unsolved, there's some injustice in our social system. Come on, now let's be real. In our justice system, I'm sorry, there's an issue in our justice system. But the thing is that the forefathers began the work. That's why we have to be people and bold enough to continue. Come on. So, and then the next one is the magnifying. Right? This may not be the most difficult, but it still takes the longest time. Come on now. It's not the most difficult because you're not using your manpower. What you're using is a magnifying glass and the power of the sun in order to be able to focus the energy and the heat on a certain situation. Come on now, y'all about to set y'all on fire. I wish I had organs at this moment. And so what happens is that you focus your energy to a one particular place and you magnify that situation and the power of the sun. Y'all ain't getting it. Let's run this back. You focus. Come on, put your focus. Somebody say, magnify Jesus. Magnify. When anybody ever been in a secret closet all by themselves and they begin to say, Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. Lord, I might not have everything that I want, but Lord, I just thank you for what I do have. I got
yes, God. My body,
I got all my needs, I got seed, I got food on the table, I got house to live in.
Thank you,
I
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I might not be the best husband, but God, I thank you for the husband I got. Might not be the best wife, but Lord, come on. Lord, I thank you for the shoes on my feet. I thank you. Jesus. When you call on Jesus, the Son, the power of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Just go home and keep calling on Jesus. I dare you. Jesus, Lord, I just thank you. Lord, just do it all by yourself. I ask the presence of the Lord. He'll move in your house like you've never felt him before. You'll feel so worthy. Jesus, the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The last one.
Thank you.
The last one. Yeah. Most important. You ain't got to go home. Matter of fact, you could have had a silver spoon and had no friction. I'm talking about today, though. The last one is the most efficient, most effective. It's the quickest way to get there. And it ain't that difficult. The last one is combustion.
Oh, Jesus.
Every car when you drive,
yes, God.
There's a combustion.
That's right.
There's a heat that's heated up to a degree that it causes a chemical reaction in the fuel that you got. And when those meet, my God. What is the heat? The heat is when you not cold or lukewarm. When you make a decision in your mind, for God I'm going to live and for God I'm going to die. When you make a decision in your mind and say, listen, I'm not going back to my filthy ways. I'm not going to come and live out of Emmanuel Temple today. Little heat. Somebody said, my brother, something else would say, but what is fuel? Fuel is the gas inside of you. You just begin to think about the goodness of God. You just begin to think. And you fuel yourself with the power of God and say, Lord, I thank you, Lord.
Get the fire started.
Get the fire started.
Get the devil in your heart.
Anybody else want prayer? Anybody else? Don't be afraid. Was
you are building them up, Lord God.